For God's sake, open the silo door! They're coming for us! It's our only way out! Oh my God, we're doomed!
The show you're about to listen to, or watch if you're watching the video stream, may contain material you may find inappropriate. Listener and viewer, discretion is advised.
You are listening to RSN Radio.
Long time no see!
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 Long time no see.
Long time no see.
Long time no see. Long time no see.
How long is this gonna go on?
Yeah! For more information, go to www.randomsonicnet.org. Also streaming live on radio.
Sega! I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me.
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
Processor
made it into this thing, so we have that.
Hey, look at that! It's the start of the Radio Sega Winterfest, and for some reason they thought it'd be a good idea to put me first. So, let me welcome you to this Winterfest. You know what? Let me turn the video stream on, huh? Hold on. There we go! Alright, yeah. So, it's RSN Live, where I basically will ramble and say weird stuff for about 58 minutes. This show's been allocated an hour, so yeah, this is going to be the quick, abridged version of RSM Live. So, without further ado, let me open up the Mumble chat, since I find the button, and I'll mute myself. Should probably do that. There we go. So many muted people.
Yeah, I've decided to hush them for a few minutes.
So,
yeah.
In case,
what?
Uh oh. Whoa, there's actually people watching the show today, Spinnick.
Yeah. What? What did I do?
I'm just saying, there's a bunch of people in the chat this time. This is kind of unusual for us because apparently we're on when most of the people in Radio Sega's core demographic are asleep because they have jobs.
Yeah, well, I mean, jobs are for the weak.
God damn it. Okay, so what? In case you haven't noticed, this is a live show, and if you haven't noticed, now you know. This is, in fact, a live show. And being that it's a live show, you can interact with us live. Have I said live enough yet? No, I think we need some more live in there. Live! From a prison cell.
Fuck off!
So, if you want to get involved with this show, all you have to do is go to Radio Sega's chat room, which is at irc.surrealchat.net, and join the chat room. Oh, look, somebody quit already. Too much. It's too much.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Maybe this was a wise move. Maybe they put us first so that, you know, we could be swept on the rug.
Esper K is calling the show to stop. Okay.
I can't stop the show. There are no brakes on this train. None. Whatsoever.
The train has no brakes.
No, there's no stopping, no resuming. There is possibly some tears involved.
There's
and
always tears involved.
Because it's the day and I have to go out later and I'm a responsible drinker, we're consuming coffee today instead of alcohol.
Well, yeah, I think that'd be better for the network and our image on the network, you know? RSN Live t-shirts with just a bottle of Jack on them.
Well, as I was saying, so this is also a live show. In case you didn't notice, there's a secondary person on the show. It goes by the name of Spinnick.
Hi.
Apparently, the mobile server is threatening to riot.
Everyone's threatening to riot. We haven't finished the intro yet.
God.
I will end you all.
So if you want to get involved, like, and actually talk to us and call us crazy people, I guess, if that's your thing, you can join the Mumble server, which, you know, me and Spinnick still hold total control over you, and you will submit to our will, but you can pretend you're there.
I'm submitting the link for participation.
Yeah, just go to rsnlive.ramsecnet.org and click on the participate link, and that will give you all the information you need to get onto the Mumble server, including a handy-dandy YouTube video to explain how to install it, because every time I've said just install Mumble, everyone comes back and says, yeah. So yeah, so violent to get subs off. What? So that's that, and since this is an expedited show, I need to get some things out of the way first. Namely, we did get a request before the show started from TCB, not related to PCBs.
Printed circuit board?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Okay.
You know, it could be a hot new drug. You don't know. Yeah, that's the thing.
It could be.
So,
yes, banter.
What?
I'm aware of this banter thing. I can totally do it.
Why should 17 Chan be wearing headphones? We're not a bad show at all.
Oh yeah, we didn't have a mature audience kind of warning thing before the show started at all. No. Nobody was listening to that? No?
No, worry, people tune in late. That's how this works. That's the whole thing works.
Well, there'll be another one, so like when the bad stuff happens.
Yeah. Wait, what?
What?
Oh. You weren't supposed to spoil it!
Sorry!
I'm going to have to drive to Toronto now. I'm going to have to drive the 10 hours it takes to go to Toronto and strangle you.
Oh,
once I get through customs. Provided I don't get pulled over for additional inspection again. there was a request for music, so I have to play that first. And just before anyone's getting any bright ideas, no, you're not going to do requests the entire time because we have things planned. Mm-hmm. Things. So.
Yeah. But anyways, I will unmute our friends in the Mumble chat once the song is over.
No, I'll post this in the Mumble chat because I don't know if I should play this because I feel like I played it last night and I feel like I play it now, I'll be like, throw it off somebody's show later in the weekend. I don't know. We'll find out. So.
Well, let's take a vote then.
Vote? What do you think? This is a straw poll? Straw poll me? Alright, this is Voice at Spinnick and the currently rioting muted Mumble chat, and we'll be back shortly.
cold outside. Why not stay in and enjoy some quality Sega tunes? Welcome to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2015.
Okay, I'll just say it. That promo made it sound like, I don't know, like this is some kind of like... I'm imagining like someone sitting like in a chair with a robe loosely dressed, holding like
you sure it's not me?
A glass of cognac.
Thank you for tuning in to Radio Sega's Winterfest.
What were you just saying?
Don't bring it every
great start, bro.
What?
Oh yeah, it's a good start. The mumble chat has been unmuted. We have unleashed the beast.
Roar! We're going over, dude, Jack, brother.
Roar.
Right. Something I forgot to mention, because I'm a you know, what do you call it, a Linux nerd, and I have to mention it now. That was the intention all along, really.
Hmm. Oh yeah. Yeah.
I'm reading the Radio Sega chat. Apparently that wasn't the intended.
Are you gonna shill them and stuff? Are you shilling?
I'm sorry, TCV, but I can't imagine having sex to Green Hill Zone's background music.
What?
God damn, what?
I'm sorry, I just can't. It really ruins the mood. And then the drowning music starts playing.
I can't
believe. Oh god.
Rack, we're gonna defibrillate her.
There goes the Santa hat. Well, we're back to the Tails hat.
Well,
we did it. We did it!
We did it!
Yeah! So for those of you who aren't paying attention, and I'm just going completely against the grain here by mentioning something specifically non-Sega, but Street Fighter V has been announced for Linux. Woo! More specifically, SteamOS.
I thought that was Sega.
Wow.
Capcom.
Capcom. Come on.
It was on the Genesis.
Look, genius, just because they have two blue characters doesn't mean they're the same.
Right? No, come on. Like, I mean, well, I don't know. Blanca is basically Sonic. I mean, come on.
Well, there you go.
Does that mean the same as Vanilla the Rabbit?
Yes.
Yeah. No.
Are there any thoughts on the new character?
What?
No,
character?
Because I've only seen like one video involving this character.
Picture link.
Really?
Enjoy the censorship. No, CTR, you don't understand. This is coming out on PC in general, which means that they're gonna mod Butt Slap back in. All right, this is gonna happen.
Sorry. What?
Because whatever her name is, I forget her name. She does like a on her ass.
She does a butt slap, and Capcom removed it because apparently it offended some people.
Like that.
That's offensive.
Too bad we can't see you, Bean.
I know. I literally did it then as well.
Disappointing.
Wow.
Maybe if you join the Google Hangouts stream.
I don't know why I can do that stuff all day, but Street Fighter gets the short
end of the
stick.
Well, give me a link, man.
Well,
is that gonna be like the theme for today's show? Butt slap.
Butt slap. The show.
is that what we're gonna call this episode?
Butt slap live.
Oh yeah.
Butt slap.
Butt slap live.
Live.
What?
Butt slap.
Okay, I feel like it gets too crazy in here when you've got too many people.
Well, that's why...
Someone's ringing me. Hold on.
That's why the rule was people would get muted, and then we'd unmute them, let them say their piece, and then unmute them. But that kind of went to the wayside for some reason.
Did we have that? Okay, well, let's do that then. I feel like it's too much work.
Yeah.
But it's hard.
Finnick, it's weird.
Do it, Scott! Damn it!
It's weird seeing daylight in your room, Finnick.
I know. Look at it. It's bright out. I'm awake.
There's also
coffee.
There's also a nuclear winter going on in my background. So
it has.
First off, I'd like to draw attention to my broken as hell shades. They are the trendiest of shades.
Mm. They're like Ray-Bans or whatever.
It's like wearing pre-worn jeans.
Pre-worn shades.
Well, thankfully you can't see how broken the dresser is, so...
Yes, I can.
Okay, well, if you really look at it, you can. Really look at it. Like, get really up close. You can see that one door, like, drawer is about to fall out. So,
I'm going to take a pass on that invitation, thank you.
Well, what's wrong with my room? What's wrong with it?
You don't want to go to Voice's room? I mean, Voice is a womanizer, you know?
Look, this is like Pee-wee's Playhouse over here. Everything talks.
Oh, God. What the fuck just happened?
Oh, God.
What?
Everyone just talked. At the same time.
Yeah, it's throwing you off.
Voice is a womanizer, 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 womanizer.
Sorry, it was my fault.
And that was your last request for the day. by Shaddix.
Shaddix gets womanizer.
Does anyone else meme?
Oh, man.
How long do you think it's going to take to read this fan fiction? Because I have to actually keep track of the time.
I think
we should start
honestly,
now.
It's quite short. It's going to be like 15 minutes max, really, for this one.
Even so, we have to start now.
The way you were reading it as well to me, you could do it pretty quick.
Yeah, I mean, I have to keep track on it because I also have an ending track, which I think Spinnick would agree would be pretty well... a good fit for, you know, RSN Live, but there's also,
so in other
like...
words, we have to start now.
There's also, like... I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. There's, like, 20 minutes of outro here.
What?
Wow, dude.
You did that once before, I believe.
Well, okay, so I've got the standard RSN outro plus the thing.
Why the fuck's my account?
So I have to time this, because...
This is why we need 3.5 hours of time. Why didn't you request more time for it? Come on!
Look,
one hour.
You're asking me to, you know, save the world. Okay, I can't even find the fucking cheerleader.
Oh, God. Okay, you know what?
Let's rapid hand movements, the show.
Wait, link it!
All right.
Link it.
So, what do you think? Should we get the ball rolling on this?
Sure, why not?
Or do you want to, like, wait as long as possible so they can't click the kill button?
Yeah, well, I don't think it's them that'll be hitting the kill button. I think it's whoever's next.
I'm gonna be the first to say I am totally terrified of clicking this link.
Don't click it. Don't click it.
I already clicked it. Open from what I hoped for it.
Open your browser. If you've got Firefox, hit Control Shift P. If you've got Chrome, hit Control Shift N, and then paste the link.
You can also just choose to not have browser history. That's an option.
Hey, I got a great idea for a quick key for you. Alt F4.
Oh, hey. What does that do?
Is he gone?
No, watch. He can't come back in. All right, okay, we're gonna start this because we got 25 minutes.
Okay, let's go.
So hold on, we have to do this because of reasons. So,
yep.
The following segment may contain some inappropriate content for some listeners. You now have 12 seconds to tune out. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of the show.
And that's when I get the, dude, you seriously told him to fucking tune out? What the hell?
yeah, well...
A bunch of
look,
mess.
It's RSN Live. I put minimal effort into this show. I didn't make a Winterfest specific warning that, maybe you should wait like an hour.
I should have looked for a Christmas like fanfic instead, but oh well. This'll do.
Yeah. Well, we read one last week, and I don't feel like, well, I don't know. This one's not any better.
What?
Remember Sonic's early Xmas present?
I don't know.
I was there.
No.
We had a nice choir going for a second there.
Okay. Well, we're gonna start this, and I'm going to. I don't know. I feel like I don't know. Should we mute the rest of the mumble?
Yeah. If we want to get this done, we're gonna have to. I mean,
yeah.
I don't.
Well,
know.
Here's the thing. Well, last time we did this, like
every line.
Every line we were interrupted, so...
I think we could all agree to a gentleman's agreement to only speak up when the punchline hits.
There's like 20 punchlines. Trust me. These are bad.
Alright. Let me make sure I got the volume down here. I gotta... Alright. Shall I start the music?
Hold on. Let me just, me. All right, let's go.
All right, I'm starting the music. Now.
Okay. Sonic the Trash Hog by Sonic Fan Twat. The description of this fan fiction is Sonic has an all new adventure. All right. Damn. My dick is huge, Sonic observed as he thought about titties. Sonic always liked to think about titties. It was like his second calling. Beat up robots, think about titties. Roosh has some damn huge knockers, he thought to himself. No wonder she gets all the jewels. Sonic was thinking about this while walking down the street. Unfortunately for Sonic, he had the world's biggest hard-on. So big, when he walked past people, he immediately impregnated them, including the guys. Just then, Tails came up behind him and scared him, making him spin around and hit him with his dick. Tails was thrown into a nearby building. Knuckles suddenly ran up, saw Tails, laughed and said, "Nice dick, Sonic." Sonic took this as an invitation to bum him. Knuckles thought it was good. So good, he exploded. Sonic laughed, happy that he got some ass, and went back to thinking about titties. Meanwhile, a few yards away, Eggman was furiously masturbating his mustache. "My stash is even hotter than Sonic's dick and Rouge's tits combined," he shouted gleefully. Eggman's mustache was feeling rather frisky today, so Eggman decided to find someone he could get his stash on with. He ran into Shadow. "Hey, Shadow, do you find my mustache alluring?" he said seductively. "Fuck off, you fat dick," Shadow shouted. Eggman decided that this was an invitation to bum him, so he did. Shadow wasn't very happy by this, and he cried so much he exploded because he couldn't man the fuck up. "Damn," thought Eggman, "I thought Shadow was less of a pansy. Now I must go and find someone with more manliness." He looked around and spotted Amy. Amy was looking for Sonic. As she heard it was bigger than Kanye West. As in, she's after Sonic's member, dick, penis, and blaster rocket. Eggman thought this... I don't fucking know. Eggman thought this was an invitation to bum her. Sadly, Amy hit Eggman so hard in the dick, it fell off. She added it to her penis necklace of the other victims she had done this to and walked off. Eggman was sad, but after building a metal dick and fondling his mustache, he was better again. Amy, after this small mishap, carried on wandering around town. She shrieked suddenly. She could see Sonic's dick in the sky. "Whoa, I didn't know it was that big." Amy ran with all of her might to her one true love. Her one true love was near. She caught up with him. "Oh, my dearest darling love, I have waited forever to finally see you." Sonic scratched his ear. You saw me an hour ago. Amy shook her head dismissively. I was talking about your dick. What? This transition is worse than normal. Ta love, said Sonic's dick. Sonic was horny and needed to bang. Sonic thought, while Amy was there, why not? He said to his dick, wanna bang? His dick said, yes, this shit is kawaii. He turned to Amy and said, okay, let's bang now. And they did. Not far off, Rouge the Tits, I mean Bat, was looking for the Master Emerald. She had trekked for miles and was finally close when she got distracted by a screaming. What on my huge knockers is going on? She leapt outside and saw the source of the din. Sonic was banging Amy. Oh my bloody enormous chesticles. I am finding Knuckles. Sonic told Rouge what happened and she cried. My breasts are upset, she said. Okay, we will bang now. And Sonic said Sonic and they did. Moral of the story, Sonic has a huge dick. It gets all the hoes.
Alright, well, all that right. Was painless.
And painless? What were you listening to?
Compared to some of the other stuff we've done?
Through my eye.
This was horrible.
You can fuck me like
I am
some.
Not surprised.
Painless, he says. Painless.
It was hilarious.
I'm gonna have to agree. This is painless.
Whoa. I wasn't listening. Read it again.
Okay. This is a reread for season
19.
What the world?
So it's like, my connection to Radio Sega just died suddenly.
I feel like that fanfiction needed more glass.
Did you get pulled off?
No, I did
it's
not.
It's normally better, but, you know, the whole point of this is to not get more viewers for RSN Live. That's the whole point of this, right? We're supposed to keep it appropriate enough so that...
For the children.
So that
for the children.
No. People will continue to listen to Radio Sega, but not listen to RSN Live. That was the point.
That's good enough.
There was an active plan behind this.
Absolutely.
What that plan is, I don't know. All I know is it involved a red Sharpie.
RSN Live is my secret club.
I feel like is clearly just going to be the newest form of like, torture.
Becky, which way do you mean big?
Before I kill you, Mr. Bond, I must submit you to random Sonic fanfiction.
We do this every week. I'm the torturer. I'm the torturee and the torturer.
It goes both ways.
I don't think this is torture. This is a death sentence.
How is it a death? You lived! You survived! God, you're worse than those people that, like, cry bloody horror when they get their finger pricked for a simple blood drop test.
Oh, I hate that shit. It hurts.
I think the term is scream bloody gore.
What?
Gore.
Gore.
I'm sure Gore has a holiday album. I should find one.
Something wrong with us. We have something wrong with us. I truly believe there's something wrong with us.
I thought that was implied. Yeah, I thought we knew that.
I figured this out probably 5 years ago.
Let's get one thing clear. I'm perfectly sane. You on the other hand.
Okay, CD-ROM 1019 is a pansy and doesn't think anything's wrong with him.
Forgot to fix that.
I'm fine.
Are you guys okay?
Is it? Is
Nobody's
it okay?
Okay. Nobody in here is okay, except maybe CD-ROM 1019.
No, I never got, like, a vote here on whether I should play this song.
Which song? I didn't.
Oh my god, you guys don't pay attention to anything! You never listen to me!
You said I'll link it in the mumble, and
I did.
Never linked it.
You never linked it.
Just be glad you don't get pictures of me in the shower!
What?
I get pictures of Shaddix in the shower. It's not pleasant.
You
kind of a prick.
Alright.
Remind me not to data mine your browser history.
Alright, because we have a super secret fancy channel. Check the super secret fancy channel.
Oh my goodness. Okay, there's nothing posted here.
Super secret fancy channel on IRC.
Oh, that super secret fancy channel.
Tails?
Wouldn't you guys like to know?
It's still not here.
Oh my god, I'm gonna...
How many did I take in the show?
I'm serious, I have a car full with a full tank of gas, Spinnick.
I'm afraid you're here, bro.
There's nothing here.
And a passport. Have passport, we'll strangle.
Oh, goodness. I'm guessing we got, like, 5 minutes of show left.
We actually got, like...
We got 25 minutes. We're for some reason, that fanfiction went exceedingly shorter than I thought it would. I don't know. Maybe we should have included the commentary.
Okay.
I did say Petri read it faster than.
Okay. You know what? That's it. That's it. That's it. We'll read the other one I had planned. I do actually. It's somewhere here. Let me find it.
We're doing a bonus fan fiction reading.
Well,
encore.
I feel like there should be like a special like bump for that. RSN Live Super Fanfic Encore.
Okay.
Are you ready for an encore?
let me just find it. I closed the tab because I didn't think we were going to do it, but here it is.
Control H.
Hold on.
Control Shift C.
This one was CTR's doing.
Oh boy.
So but everyone in the Radio Sega chat room, you can go ahead and start, you know, beating CTR to death with a steel chair.
This is a troll fic.
I know, it is. They're all trolls.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
What?
I might as well read something that's not terrible for our second fanfiction, right? We don't want to scare too many people off.
No. We don't want to scare people at all.
Oh god, this guy's name is Squall Strife.
You'll forgive my skepticism, I don't believe you.
Okay, I just heard like 20 different people talking at the same time.
Yeah.
His name is Squall Strife. That's the laziest name I've ever read.
Laziest?
All right, so we're doing this. We're doing a second. We're doing an encore reading.
Yes.
Sure.
Let's do this.
All right. Now, this will only work well.
You get so much respect. Yes, you do. There's nobody.
What?
Well.
That's reading in the chat. So shush.
That's
being
okay.
A dick.
Right. Alright, well, I'm gonna start the music again. We're gonna experiment with not muting, but I feel like this is gonna go terribly wrong very quickly.
How wrong?
We'll find out.
I'm not ready.
Alright, I'm starting the music. I'm gonna charge up my laser.
Alright.
Alright, I'm starting the music. The music is started.
Okay.
Let's chill, guys.
Okay, this is Sonic the Hedgehog, Darkness Approaches, by Squall Strife. This is a story about my original character and Sonic teaming up to beat the evil Chaos 2.
Oh.
Chaos Harder. Sonic was running around a field when Dr. Robotnik came out of nowhere and attacked Sonic with a giant robot. Give me the Chaos Emeralds, said Eggman. I thought this was Robotnik, but that's okay. But Sonic said no. Sonic fight the robot, and its big arm hit Sonic and was about to kill him. Sonic closed his eyes and braced himself for what he thought would be the final blow. Just then, a streak of black hit the arm, and it missed Sonic. Sonic opened his eyes and saw a black hedgehog that looked like Shadow, except he had green in his hair instead of red, and he has the secret 8th Chaos Emerald around his neck as a necklace.
That's where that one went.
I am Darkness the Hedgehog.
Sonic character?
This is my original Sonic character.
Oh my god.
I am Shadow's brother who was a failed experiment. Dr. Hangman destroyed my adopted village and everyone died, but me, so he gave me shoes like Shadow's because he thought I might be powerful one day and he didn't know I wanted revenge. Okay, let's team up and beat Eggman together. So they attacked the robot. They attacked and the robot exploded. Sonic and Darkness went back to the city to see Amy. When Amy saw Darkness, she forgot about being in love with Sonic and was in love with Darkness. Darkness. Darkness sat down with Amy and began holding hands.
Oh, sweet God.
I think you are really cool, said Amy. Yeah, said Darkness. So they started kissing. All of a sudden, there's a break line and the word place the cat. So we'll just...
That's three words!
Oh yeah, the words.
Place the cat.
Just then, some big thing fell from space. It was Chaos 2! And it got all the 7 Chaos Emeralds. I know what that was. What?
Wait, if it's Chaos 2 and it's got all the 7 Chaos Emeralds, wouldn't it be Perfect Chaos?
Perfect Chaos 2! Perfect Harder.
It's a hard name.
Not Tails. He lost one. Tail went to try and fight Chaos 2, but it killed him. No! Tails! Sonic was sad because Tails. Don't worry.
I got the fail!
Okay, let's go back to mine. Alright.
Done.
I can't breathe.
Don't worry.
You're killing us,
Sonic. Don't worry, Sonic. Said Darkness. What? You've got your shit wrong. If you and I team up and use the 8 Chaos Emeralds, we can go past Super Sonic and Super Darkness and turn into Mega Sonic / Darkness.
Mega Sonic and Darkness.
So they used the Chaos, the Emeralds, including Darkness's around his neck, and they turned into Mega Form, where their spines get really longer and they glow silver colors. They flew to Chaos 2 and killed him by killing Chaos Control him.
What?
That works well.
Okay.
Continue.
Yep. A big explosion happened and Chaos 2 got sucked into the Master Emerald. Don't worry, I'll take care of this, said Knuckles, and took the Merald back to his place. Darkness and Sonic went back. Darkness hugged his kids. What?
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 Darkness hugged his kids, Black and Smoke, and then kissed his wife, Amy.
Wow, already? Oh. God damn it.
Sonic said, since Tails is gone, you can be my new best friend. Darkness nodded his head and said, okay. So Sonic and Darkness team up to get revenge on Eggman.
That was the end.
That was the worst. What is this?
Well, that's hardly the worst.
I can't breathe. Oh, God.
Negative one.
I give it an 8 out of 8.
That was tough.
There's 25 reviews.
Tail.
7 out of 7.
Poor Tail.
Oh! So good! Give 69 out of 69! Thank you!
Oh, that was
thank
so good!
Thank you, random commenter.
Curly Wolf.
Yes.
Not enough Amy. G out 10 by IGN.
I like how they got married really quickly.
Hey, Hitler commented.
Hey, Hitler commented?
Oh,
this one
dear.
It's really funny.
Well, the Fuhrer would love it.
Oh, God.
It says...
Anything to cause pain and anguish. Why would I want to stuff my head up Kirby's ass, voluptuous spot?
What is that?
It's a hat. It's a thingy.
I wonder who fall.
Okay, I don't even know what to make of this anymore.
We've got 15 minutes left.
16!
16 minutes left.
16! Get your counting right!
10 seconds.
I think for God's sakes, you're university man!
I was rounding!
So, anyone survived that?
Switch up.
Oh, I survived. I've went work.
I don't know.
Nope.
I mean, the Radio Sega chat room is still, like, slowly scrolling up lines, so there's, like, somebody still alive.
CD-ROM is just, like, he's scarred now. He's permanently scarred, and there's no way.
Well, mission accomplished.
I wonder if...
Mission accomplished.
I'll let you explain to the fans why I don't have a slot anymore tomorrow.
Oh, I guess he was supposed to do something tomorrow. We've completely... this is where we find out that, like, no one listens past this.
Well, what's the beer count look like?
What's the beer count look like?
Yeah.
Beer count?
I have no beer.
No,
I'm out of beer.
Viewer!
You know, Internet DJ Kasa won't tell me anymore. It's like, for some reason, I angered it. So it's like, nope, I'm not telling you shit. I guess I could log into the little content doohickey.
And just remember, those aren't even nearly the worst fanfictions we've read.
we've been through part.
Oh, wait, it's this one.
The first one, literally 2 seconds.
I'm trying to load it, and it's like it's no longer existent, I guess. I'm special.
Okay, so, obviously this isn't working, and people, things are slowing down, so...
Tazos, you faggot!
I'm just gonna tell you guys right
no
now,
slur!
Just... If you don't listen to Radio Sega after this, I will find you.
We will kill you all.
He won't, because gas costs like $6 Canadian a liter. But. And he has no car.
Six? It's $1 a liter and like 80 cents. Okay? Okay?
Did you listen to that clip, Tazo?
Yes, I did. It was Top Kick.
Tazos is here.
Oh, we got more people! There's so many people here now!
How many people? What?
11.
12.
1.
No, 11.
Yeah, just 11.
3. 4.
Yeah, 11 here, too.
Alright, I was counting my phone.
11.
Sorry.
I'm pretty sure it's 11.
How many Arts and Live viewers does it take to count the viewers?
16.
Count viewers.
I don't even remember what the link is to view how many people are actually watching the video stream, so what hope in the hell do we have of figuring this out?
Well, let's just assume there's...
Oh, I just got the messages, Tazo.
Let's just
here?
Assume there's infinity
Top
people.
Checkmate.
I think I found it.
While you're trying to figure that out, may I take a random poll?
Oh, wow, there's
what
actually,
you,
like,
what do you think
10
was,
people
what
watching.
What was worse, that fanfiction you
Cancer.
Just read or World War Blue?
Cancer.
World War Blue?
What?
What is that?
World War Blue? What the hell?
Oh.
Boss, please, boss!
World War Blue is the anime, the three-episode anime that had the fantasy twist of the retelling of the console wars between Nintendo and Sega.
What?
That
exists. I am not
what?
Yeah.
That's probably brilliant.
Wait, I've been hearing console, like, wars, like...
Alright, just so you guys know.
Exist, I will say it again. A retelling, an anime
Train
of the retelling of the console
me.
Wars. With that, an anime of the retelling of the console wars with a fantasy twist.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say, real quick, that so far you guys have chewed up 2.5 gigs of my bandwidth.
Good.
Whose fault is that?
That bandwidth will never get back.
I will never get it back.
Oh, you, Zimadon.
Can you send me a message?
How Comcastic?
Okay. Is that on your server or on your computer?
On my server. I think Comcast would have shut me down by now. Hey, just be glad that there's no, you know, packet loss going on here like last week.
Yeah, man.
Look at that. See? The that shuts him up because he knows I suffer in silence.
Do make him fancy. I want my
own
food, damn it.
Suffer in silence.
Anime weep trash, Dane.
You anime trash, bitch.
Suffer in silence.
All right, so I got like one confirmed yay for this. This is.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, voice. You didn't.
Because you don't pay attention to the IRC networks you're already on.
I checked five of them. You didn't share shit.
Hey.
Calm down, guys.
I told you what to find. It's the same one that's got the link to Jurassic World Adventures.
Oh, no.
It wasn't there. You never put it there.
Oh, okay.
Please.
Is that... Is it by somebody who we know who is, like, super famous and stuff?
Possibly.
And super famous being a voice actor for a beloved character?
Possibly.
Then there's a yay. There's a yay on my behalf.
Yeah.
So it's a yay.
I vote yay.
Okay, we're voting yay on this. So, sorry, folks who had intended to play this after my show, but I guess that's kind of the perk of being the first show. So, as soon as I figure out where the file went, because it's somewhere.
We're like the TLC. We're like the ladder match of the first match in WWE TLC. We're the best. So far, and we're gonna stay.
I'm getting the highlights.
I didn't watch it, but I watched the first match, and that was enough.
I don't know which one that is, Tassos.
I'll link it to you.
Just give me a title, because I'm sure it's probably, you know, somewhere. But in the meantime, I'm just gonna start playing this, and you have a minute and 53 to get me that link.
Yay!
Alright. Cut him off. This is Voice RSN Live. And it would help if I had the right slider in the right place.
Sonic the Hedgehog is a most annoying guy. 'Cause he sure won't let anyone forget he's the fastest thing alive. Sonic the Hedgehog has to foil every plan with his shoes of red and his spiky head and his arms of blue or tan. He hangs with his do-gooder friends, Sticks, Knuckles, Amy, Tails. Whenever we do battle, how come it's always me that fails? Oh, Sonic the Hedgehog is my mortal enemy. He has made that plain in a bunch of games for a quarter century. Sonic the Hedgehog loves to show his super speed. Watch him spin and run, spewing eggy puns, foiling all my evil deeds. Through unnamed village with a chili dog in his hand, dashing here and there all around the square, saying, "Can't catch me, Eggman." I grab the wheel of my Eggmobile and try to get him back. But he'll barely pause a moment when he hears me yell, "Attack!" Sonic the Hedgehog, guess it wouldn't hurt to say, at this time of year with its festive cheer, have a happy holiday. Zippity zip zip, zippity zip zip, look at how Sonic's flown. Zippity zip zip, zippity zip zip, right through the Green Hill Zone.
When it give me a non-working link? You had a minute 53 and you fumbled. You fumbled the ball. You fumbled the ball. The other team has scored a touchdown.
We lost the Super Bowl.
Damn. Way to go, Robbie Gold. Way to go. You failed the game-winning field goal kick again.
You broke the rules! You broke the rules!
They just were pressing the right tool.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
He kind of became sports ball. Sorry, I thought we were calling it hand egg.
I'm Heg.
I thought we were calling it hand egg. Did we change it on me again? Okay, well, yeah. I got 6 minutes left,
I
so
I
Oh shit! I gotta actually. I gotta stop this.
Okay.
Because I'm already like, according to this, I'm gonna be cutting in this Rexy's spot by 10 seconds.
Okay.
Oh, no, bye. 5 minutes.
All right, and
so you're
gone. Okay. Well, that was interesting. Well, this quickly voice RSN Live and Spinnick checking out, and I'm sure I'll get yelled at, but you know that's what we do. So, yeah, see you later.
Okay, Good Day is a Christmas part of the album, and you can play this at your Christmas parties or to yourself on Christmas Eve if there's nothing else to do.
Good Day, eh?
Yeah.
In case you thought, like, I wasn't on this part.
Oh, I guarantee you, you'd be on. Okay, so Good Day, this is the Christmas part, and we're going to tell you what to get your true love for Christmas.
Look out the window.
Where? What are you doing?
Snow.
What? Oh, it's a great white north. And it's snowing because it's Christmas time. Hey, Hoser.
What?
Here's a quiz. Quiz for Duck.
Okay, I have my thinking toque on.
Yeah, right. What are the 12 days of Christmas? Just figure it out, right? Christmas is when?
The 25th.
Right, and what's the 24th Christmas Eve, right?
So
that's
two.
And then what's after that?
Boxing wrestling day.
No,
Boxing day, yeah.
That's three.
I know.
Then what's after that? Nothing.
New Year's.
Four. And what's
New Year's Eve?
Five.
Okay.
Where do you get 12?
There's two Saturdays and Sundays in there. That's four. That's nine. And three other days, which I believe are the mystery days. Oh.
Okay, now, this is our Christmas song, in case you don't know what to get somebody for Christmas.
There's lots of ideas in here, so listen and don't get stuck.
Okay.
By the way, that's me on the organ.
Oh, jeez.
You start.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks
and a beer. Okay, good. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French toast,
two turtlenecks
and a beer.
Okay, that should be more there. Fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toast,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
More. The fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay, on the sixth, 2 golden.
Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 packs of 2 quarters,
5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer in a tree.
Okay.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 packs of smoke.
Nice. Yep. Oh, 6 packs of 2 quarters,
5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer in a tree.
This should just be the 2 days of Christmas. It's too hard for us. Go, Hoser.
Oh, eighth day of Christmas, true love gave to me
8 comic books,
7 packs of smokes, 6 packs of 2 for 5.
5 golden toes, 4 pints of back bacon, 3 French toast, 2 turtlenecks,
and a beer on the way. Yeah, that beer is empty. Okay, day 12.
Good day, and welcome to day 12.
Yeah.
5 golden toes, 4 pounds of back bacon, 3 French toast, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree.
Yeah.
Where'd you learn to do that?
Albums.
Oh. So, like, that's our song. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And good day.
Good day. Left out?
What?
Donuts. I told you to get me donuts. Either on the 9th day or the 10th day or the 11th day.
Okay,
I wanted donuts.
Over.
But I wanted.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Or on the 12th day, you could have gotten me a dozen donuts.
Go on to the store.
You could have gone down
and get some
to,
presents.
Like the good donut shop where if you buy a dozen, you get another one free. And that would have been 13 for the 13 days of Christmas.
Next Christmas, get me a chainsaw.
Take off.
That song is
got, I think it ranks up there with Stairway to Heaven.
What?
There is nothing about this whole scenario that doesn't make me so disgusted I want to violently vomit out my own internal organs. I despise you both so intensely that I can't tell if my vision is blurry from my near-death experience or from my unforgiving rage. If allowed, once I am back to full health, I will gut you with an honest-to-God smile on my face, and then proceed to paint the home I built with your bodies with your fairy blood.
You hear that, Tupac? You've made a friend.
Yeah!
You are listening to RSN Radio.
All we do is eat crumpets and drink tea. Is there something wrong with that?
For more information, visit www.randomsonicnet.org.